From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Getting around on this New Year's Eve is going to be challenging in many areas of the nation's midsection. Snow and ice are expected to make driving difficult from the Rocky Mountain states to the plains and parts of the Mississippi Valley. In North Dakota, about 100 vehicles were involved in a massive pileup. Rick Majerus is with the Cass County, North Dakota Sheriff's Office.
Cars started having trouble traversing the road and ended up in the ditch along with semi-trucks, tractor-trailers.
Majerus says it took hours to get to all the vehicles to bring drivers and passengers to safety. Bob Orovec with the National Weather Service says a number of states will get more snow today.
Snow totals in excess of 6 inches are likely across parts of eastern South Dakota, eastern North Dakota, and large portions of central and northern Minnesota.
In Australia, the problem has been rain, not snow, rain that has triggered widespread flooding, affecting some 200,000 people. The BBC's Jack Izzard says the floodwaters have inundated or isolated about 22 towns in the state of Queensland.
As the waters peaked, Australia's Prime Minister arrived. She began by meeting some of the 4,000 Queenslanders who've been driven from their homes.
As devastating as these floods are, we are seeing a magnificent response by all levels of government.
Australia's military has been called in to help too, airlifting some of those trapped by the fast rising water.
The BBC's Jack Izzard reporting from Australia. Militants in Baghdad have detonated bombs in front of the homes of at least four Christian families today. NPR's Kelly McKevers in Baghdad reports two people were killed and nearly 20 others were wounded by the attacks.
The local branch of Al-Qaeda had warned it would target Christians this holiday season. The group claims to be avenging two women in Egypt who are married to Coptic priests, but say they want to convert to Islam. Militant websites say the women are being held against their will. In October, militants launched a brutal siege against a Christian church here in Baghdad during Mass. In all, more than 50 people were killed. 2 days after that, Christian homes were targeted and a handful more died. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
As the new year approaches, the flu season is ramping up. Jeff Diamond with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a rising number of flu cases are being seen in the southeastern U.S.
Four states in the southeast, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, and Virginia, have shown widespread flu activity, as has New York State.
Diamond says the CDC is urging people who haven't been vaccinated yet to get a seasonal flu shot. The city of New Orleans says it's time to get rid of all the FEMA trailers that were set up after Hurricane Katrina, but 221 families are still living in them. They'll face fines of up to $500 a day starting tomorrow. This is NPR News. The new year will bring a shift in the balance of power on Capitol Hill, with Republicans taking control of the House of Representatives and boosting their strength in the Senate. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports President Obama is looking for more common ground with congressional Republicans in the new year.
In the 2011 Congress, Republicans will control the House and Democrats will have a smaller majority than before in the Senate. President Obama has adjusted his priorities accordingly. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said one of the first of those priorities is education reauthorization. He said that has primarily been a bipartisan issue in the last couple of years. The president is also optimistic that Republicans may support authorizing a new trade deal with South Korea. Gibbs pointed out that the deal has the support of the Chamber of Commerce and United Auto Workers. Overhauling the tax code is on the agenda too, but that may be more of a fight. Gibbs said the president's number one goal for 2011 is economic recovery, as it was in 2010. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
In New York City, preparations are underway for the nearly 1 million people expected to jam Times Square tonight to watch the giant Waterford crystal ball descend, marking the start of the new year. Platoons of police officers will be deployed to provide security, and Deputy Police Commissioner Paul Brown says they'll be equipped with some high-tech gear.
We have thousands of officers with small pager-like devices that pick up any radiation.
Brown says he's expecting large crowds because the weather in New York is expected to be relatively mild tonight. The new year is already being celebrated on the other side of the globe. Sound of fireworks in New Zealand welcoming the arrival of 2011. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.